Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
A new property price report by myhome.ie has revealed national asking prices are up by 7.3% over the last year, making it the fastest inflation growth in nearly 2 years. Delighted to be joined now by Conall McQuilla. He's the chief economist with the Bank of Ireland. Morning to you, Conall. How are you?
Good. Morning.
Now, what has driven annual asking prices to their highest level in almost 2 years?
Look, first and foremost, it is a good news story in the sense the economy's done well. So there's plenty of jobs out there. People are getting pay rises. Pay growth is running around 4.7% at the moment. So people are being paid more. That's allowing them to borrow more. So it's the strength of our economy. And obviously, that's the good news. The bad news is that there's a lack of supply out there. Although home building is picking up, what we're seeing at the moment is just 12,500 listed homes listed for sale in my home. So that's still an extraordinarily low number, close to what we saw during the pandemic. So it's a very difficult market for first-time buyers. Also, people are moving less often. The existing homes market has not picked up. So it's just a very tight market where prices are on the rise because of pay growth.
What about the loosening of the central bank mortgage lending rules in terms of their impact on house prices?
Well, the central bank decided to loosen the rules. If you look at what happened before the rules, there are just 6% of people in that bracket of 3.5 to 4 times income in terms of the leverage on their mortgage loan, their loan-to-income ratio. So we saw the rules loosened. If you look at the central bank's own data, they show that 36% now of first-time buyers are borrowing between 3.5 to 4 times their income. So yes, pay growth is there, but in the background, people are buying slightly higher multiples of that pay.
Okay.
3.5 to 4 times. So with that extra leverage, that's pushing up house prices. And that was something which the central bank acknowledged at the time is likely to happen as they loosened the rules. So we're seeing that play out.
So if we look at the usual analogy given is the teacher and the guard, people that would have been able to, those type of professions that would have had been able to get on the property ladder with relative ease 10 years ago. Maybe you don't agree?
Well, I'm never sure we've ever had a housing market which wasn't difficult in some respect. If you look at the median first-time buyer, they're borrowing 3.3 times their income. About 70% of mortgages these days are joint applicants, so they are a double income for the most part. So the average income of a first-time buyer, again, a double income, is circa kind of 90,000 euro at this point. So look, the housing market is difficult whichever way you look at it. And I suppose the good news in some respect is that we've seen quite a big pickup in housing starts early in the year. Picking up over the past 12 months to around 50,000 units. Now, some of that is developers rushing to get ahead of the expected expiration of the waiver on development levies. We're kind of uncertain about where housing completions are going to go. But our forecast for now is 37,000 this year, rising to above 40 in 2025. So we're starting to see home building certainly pick up, but look, it's after 10 years of a lack of supply, pent-up demand, increasing numbers living at home with their parents or packing into apartments. So going in the right direction, but, you know, quite late in the day.
Yeah, and Conall, if we've got a situation whereby the average increase in labour is, in wage increases is?
4.7%.
4.7%. So even if that's to improve, it's only going to add to the cost of housing, isn't it? Unless the supply issue is actually dealt with.
Look, it's all about supply. I think people naturally ask, are house prices going up? Are they going down? What they really need to ask is, are they going up faster than wages or a little bit below?
Yeah.
So we start to see a gradual improvement in affordability. For the past 4 or 5 years, you've seen house prices grow a little bit faster than wages, but you're not seeing that big increase in leverage in the mortgage market. On the supply side, I mean, you've seen the ESRI out saying we need to build maybe 50,000 houses, depending on what assumptions you make, just to meet population growth. And then you've got that pent-up demand in the background. So if you look at, say, the number of adults living at home with their parents who are in employment, that group went up by, I think, over 25%, running around 280,000 at the moment. Over 1 in 10 adults in the population are living at home with their parents, 522,000. So it's
that's a shock.
Very
figure.
Difficult housing market. You're seeing the sort of strains on society, and ultimately it's got to be a stronger supply and a mix of supply across you know, people who want to buy their home, rental units, social housing, and we need to accept that.
Is there any correlation with these numbers and the rental market? In other words, the rise in house prices versus the rise or the stability or otherwise of rents?
Well, if you look at rents, they're kind of growing around 5-7% as well.
Yeah.
Again, a little bit faster than the wage growth. You know, we have seen a big increase in supply, more to come in the rental market. You know, rents, some of the measures you hear, which are pretty eye-watering in terms of rents, are kind of for new tenancies only. If you look at existing tenancies, you're not seeing the same sort of inflation and, you know, a big gap to new tenancies. So the sort of rules on rents were only ever sort of a sticking plaster, I suppose, over the more deeper problem, which is lack of supply and everything we have in terms of the housing market. So rents at the moment, you know, in and around where wage growth is, but not increasing much beyond that.
Okay. And finally then, Conal, your prediction for house prices for the rest of the year?
Well, given we've seen asking prices up by 7% in the first half, it looks like we'll probably see something around that by the end of the year. So it's just another statistic which is very striking. This time last year, people were paying an average about 1-2% above the asking price.
Yeah.
In May, June, they're bidding up prices 6% above the asking price. So it's not just the price of properties on the website going up on My Home. We're also seeing people bid over and above the asking price to a much larger extent. So it's a very frothy market, a lot of competition for homes. So, you know, we may well see something close to 10% okay. in the coming months.
Well, look, good to talk to you as always. Conal McQuillan there, Chief Economist with the Bank of Ireland. Thanks for joining.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.